Choice Tunes every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 2 p.m. with Alan Collier introducing a special guest each show where they reveal their selection of favourite tracks. Tune in to discover what music influenced their lives. Only on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
I like the sound of that.
Welcome back to Choice Tunes. Now, this is the first one for the year. We all had January off, and, well, I certainly did, and we're starting back. Got my special guest in front of me, and it's a lady that a lot of you will know. She does shows on Yarra Valley FM, and if you're listening on Christmas Day, I reckon it was one of the best shows I've ever heard. There was comedy records there that I'd never heard, or comedy tracks I'd never heard of. So it's my absolute pleasure to introduce Shani.
Ah, good afternoon and welcome. And I have to confess, it was a bit of a motley collection.
It was fantastic. I was out picking up my daughter to take her to our place for Christmas dinner, and I just couldn't stop listening to it. I just reckon it was a terrific show.
Oh, thank you.
But anyway, we're here to talk. We want to get to know a little bit more about the Shani, not just the sort of music that you play when you're on air. First of all, let me ask you which part you were born, please, Shani.
Mildura.
Mildura?
Absolutely, yeah.
My mother was when she was a young lady, was a teacher in Mildura.
Yeah, Cherry Avenue, and that's all I remember.
I think my grandparents owned a vineyard. But anyway, we're not here to talk about me. And there's actually a photo of my mother on the Herald front page, the Herald Sun, in an old Austin 7 car, because it was so unique, because she used to drive out to Redcliffs to teach. Anyway, so how long were you up there? Did you all your upbringing?
Well, between Mildura and the age of 7, it was Mildura, Rockhampton, Mackay, Mount Isa, Wakery.
Why did you move around?
Well, my dad was come out from England as a 10-pound pom.
Oh, yep.
And he just wanted to travel, so that's what we did.
Gee, that's so after the age of 7, did you settle down somewhere?
I started school in grade 4 because my mum had done homeschooling to a certain extent, and I left in year 10 and then did my education through the mail from Perth. So I travelled again.
Gee whiz. Hmm. All right, so we don't worry about schooling because every one of us went to school. So what was your first job, Shani?
Oh, crikeys, I think it was at the fruit shop in Wandon.
Was it?
Yes. Duties, after school.
Yeah, I was going to say as a student. So then what was your first full-time job?
Oh, when we were travelling, I was acting as a gillaroo on a cattle station up north for a while. That was my job, to look after the horses and also learnt to drive there. Allegedly drive. They had the bull buggies. I don't know. There's a show on ABC called Ringers, and it's very much true to life. So I learnt to drive in their chopped out Land Cruisers.
Did you?
Yeah.
So how long were you doing that?
That was, I think, around about 12 months or so.
And then what did you do?
Went up to Darwin for a while and then come back down and settled down.
Were these still with your parents when you were travelling around?
Yes.
So when you settled down then, did you have a permanent job in Melbourne?
I went to Wesburn. Lived in Wesburn.
Yeah.
Lovely Wessie.
Yeah.
And then the parents broke up and I moved out of home. My first job was as a motor mechanic.
Oh, right. How long did you do that?
Oh, qualified.
Yeah.
And then I went to spare parts, qualified in spare parts. Excuse me. I did a little brief stint at university and decided it wasn't for me, and that's when I did a motor mechanic apprenticeship.
Oh, that's terrific, isn't it?
Archaeology.
Sorry?
Archaeology at university.
That's a bit of a difference to a motor mechanic.
It is, yeah, but always more of a practical mind. I got second place apprentice of the year when I finished.
Oh, that's terrific.
And then did spare parts, and then family come along.
Yeah, and that tends to put a hole in it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Or at least I would have to be, 12 years or so. And then the weird thing was my first job back was at the fruit shop in Wanton. Completely different owners.
Well, that's fair enough. All right, your first song is by Marty Robbins, a song that I often play on a Sunday afternoon in my show, El Paso. Why did that come on the scene?
Okay, well, one of the many trips we took was in, my dad built a stretch combi. And we went up to Darwin in the stretch combi, and he had a Jag that was owned by Franco Cozzo.
Oh, right.
So he drove the Jag, and my mum drove the Volkswagen, and sold the Jag in Darwin. But we only had two cassettes. One was we had three, I tell a lie. One was Dark Side of the Moon.
Yep.
One was The Greatest Hits of Burl Ives, and the other one was Marty Robbins. And well, always remember El Paso.
Right, let's listen to it.
Town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. This Mexican maiden, I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I than a heartbeat, a handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could. From the West Texas town of El Paso, out to the badlands of New Mexico. So long since I've seen the young maid, my love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me, tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. Roses Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Roses back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest.
has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and
Shani with me, and we're talking about her life and particularly the music that had some influence on her. Next one's Pink Floyd, Great Gig in the Sky. What sort of relevance has that got to you, Shani?
Well, just a quick, just referring back to El Paso very quickly. Yep. When you play that, all I can see is the Northern Territory, just that black strip of highway, the red strip of dirt beside the side, and then the bush, and then nothing, and just the highway fading into the distance while El Paso is playing. It just brings back such memories of travelling.
And that's one of the things, though, that music, the fact that when you hear it, if it's a song that's related to something, you can put yourself straight back there, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. I can almost smell the spin effects.
All right, Pink Floyd.
Okay, now Pink Floyd, it's with reason, I think it's the best-selling album ever. It's in the Guinness Book of Records most times and, well, longest in the top 100 ever, I think years and years and years. Right. And no matter how many times I play it, never, ever, ever tire of it. Great Gig in the Sky particularly. It's about death and loss and just mortality, I guess. And I was going through a very, very bad, nasty relationship, and I put the headphones on and played Great Gig in the Sky and basically silently screamed my lungs out.
Sounds fair. Let's play it. Don't scream your lungs out here.
Right.
Welcome back to Choice Tunes, and I have with me Shani, and we're talking about her lifetime. Shani, you'd mentioned that at one stage you became a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought, you know, that was a few years ago. Do you get much discrimination against being a lady as a mechanic?
Well, I worked for Kmart Auto and they were really good. They saw me through to the end of my apprenticeship. Trade school was fine. I worked in Dandenong, though, and with that and what's the place next to it? It starts with M. The name escapes me. Dandenong. There was a lot of elderly ethnic European gentleman.
Who didn't want to take notice of
woman? No. So there was one particular one, I'll never forget that, and he was an older man, and I said, this is the problem with your car. Oh, no, I talked to a man. So I went to, referred him to my partner in crime, who told him exactly the same thing.
Right. Next one.
Mm-hmm.
Our next song. Why have you picked that one?
That was The Doors, was it?
No, it's Bach.
Oh, the Yo-Yo Ma, the Bach cello suites. That's when I discovered how much classical music is used in movies and ads, and you know the song and you don't even know it. But I adore the cello sound. The first interlude, when he starts up, it's just shivers down the spine. It only goes for about 2 minutes, and it should go for about 40. But
all right, let's listen to it.
Love that, yeah.
So, Philip Glass, why are we playing him, Shani?
Okay, well, that was in my culture vulture stage.
Yep.
Used to go down to the Valhalla Cinema in Northcote, like an art house cinema, I guess, where they'd play the Rocky Horror Show and all the audience would come dressed up and dance on the stage, and then the Blues Brothers would play and they'd all be up there on the stage and the Bluesmobile was out the front.
Yep.
And there was a movie called, well, there's a series, there was three of them. It was Power Scotsy, Koyana Scotsy and Nakoya Scotsy, and what they are is just montages of film set to music by Philip Glass, who's a minimalist composer, so not a lot going on there. And I just adore this particular track. It's from Koyana Scotsy, and there is if you have a look on YouTube, there's what they call the projects in America, and it was just basically canyons of high-rise buildings with good intentions, and it just all fell apart into destitution, and it's set to these buildings being blown up and crumbled.
Thank you. Welcome back to a Choice Tunes. And I was nearly saying Community Connections. I got caught out there. And let's stop this. Let's talk to Shani again. Shani, you're involved with Yarra Valley FM. When did you first get involved with Yarra Valley FM?
Well, I don't actually want to mention the date, not apart from the fact that I can't quite remember, but it was back in, I guess, phase two, when they'd moved out of the caravan in the paddock into the toilets at Hillsville Radio Station.
So you were in the ladies' toilets at the Hillsville station.
That's correct, yes, with the it's doing a late night show at that time, so when it's about 10:30 on a cold Hillsville night and there's rain and mist and fog and then there's a possum in the roofs. Yes, it brought you to attention.
Not good. So, two things. What made you get involved with radio and what keeps you involved with radio?
Well, look, while travelling, radio was really... I never had TV. Didn't have TV till we settled back in the Yarra Valley, I guess, which was the early 80s. So radio was the connection. There was ABC radio in most cases, and always remember comedy and all that used to be on, I think it was on a Sunday night on the ABC, and that's how I got my interest in comedy radio.
And so what made you then say, well, I want to be a presenter?
I honestly don't know. I heard about Yarra Valley FM and I turned up and said, oh, yeah, how are you going? This is my name. And I was on air.
Terrific. All right. The Doors, the Crystal Ship.
Now, that was when the teenage hormones kicked in.
Yeah.
My parents used to have the Esso at Wandon, which is now part of the deli and it used to be Landmark and it's Nutrien.
Oh, yeah.
There used to be an Esso service station on the corner there and that's where they had their business while we were stayed put for a while. And, Jim Morrison is just delicious. And got into his music through that and just the eeriness of the Crystal Ship.
Let's listen to it.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss. Days are bright and filled with pain. Enclose me in your gentle rain. The time you ran was too insane. We'll meet again. We'll meet again.
So, Shani, the next one we've got is what's happened there?
It's Lenny Kravitz, Fly Away.
Oh, sorry, I'm jumping in front of myself.
You are.
Why did you pick that one?
Well, Lenny Kravitz, again, is just a little bit tasty, I have to confess.
Yeah.
And the song is about freedom. I want to fly, I want to get away. And that's what I wanted to do.
Well, it sounds like you do all that. You did in, as your youth, like you were always going everywhere.
Mm.
All right, let's listen to it. Getting down to the one I've tried to announce before.
That's the one.
The honeymoon is over. Why, how did that one get in?
Well, I hate to say it and, you know, sob story, but it was 26 years and then a deteriorating, violent, nasty relationship. And when the dust had sort of settled, I was driving one night, late at night, actually coming back from the radio station, I think, and the honeymoon is over, just hit that spot. I was, the honeymoon was over and, well, I'm still not free because it has reverberations, but it was a step.
You're stuck in there for 26 years, though.
Yeah, look, it's a trap because, you know, people say, like, why didn't you leave? Why didn't you tell someone? But it creeps up on you and you just
don't
accept
realize.
It. And then it's only when you get out and look back and think, oh, hell, I put up with that. Why did I allow myself to be beaten down so much?
I can understand that. All right, let's listen to it.
sleep in my bed no more. You can't ride in my car. Oh, it's good for me, baby. It's never gonna get that far. I'm gonna send you back to wherever the hell it was you came. And then I'm gonna get this tattoo changed to another girl's name. Oh, it ain't no fun no more. I don't know what to say. Your honeymoon is over, baby. It's never gonna be that way again. Yeah. Oh, come on. You can't borrow my shirts no more. You can't make a love to me. I hope don't be up there no more. It's the way it's gonna be. I should've left you, baby, back in that last time. Just the kind of fool you made me, girl. I'll never live it down. Oh, it ain't no fun no more. I don't know what to say. Your honeymoon is over, baby. It's never gonna be that way.
When I Was Young by the Animals. Why?
It's again, it's film and sound. I remember I was watching something and the film clip to this song come on, and it's set in World War II, and there's black and white grainy footage of a Spitfire just going into the ocean, and Eric Burdon, I loved him when he was younger, when I was younger too. There's a bit of a theme happening here, isn't there?
I was just going to say that. I can pick up a theme here.
Yeah, but it's like the Crystal Ship. It's slightly offbeat, it's slightly off tone. It creates a mood.
All right, let's listen.
So much colder then. My father was a soldier then, and times were very hard when I was young. When I was young, I smoked my first cigarette at 10, and for girls I had a bad yen, and I had quite a ball. More painful than a laugh from a
my faith was so much stronger than. I believed in fellow men, and I was so much older then. When I was young,
now, Shani, we like to ask the really big, hard questions here. We really do.
Pineapple on pizza or not?
No. What was the first car you bought?
Oh, crikeys. Well, one of the many trips we did around Australia, my dad actually built a bus, and he had he built a compartment in the back where you could drive a car up into the bus.
Yep.
It was a Suzuki Sierra soft top. And by default, that was my first car. And I always remember driving that to a concert in Darwin, Australian Choral and Dragon, my first ever live music experience.
Charlie, unfortunately, it's time for us to go. We've got Greg going to kick us out of the studio any minute. Thank you for coming in and being part of Choice Tunes. We can't play more, but we'll play a little bit of Roy
Buchanan.
Why did he get into the pick?
Well, I've loved blues music, and his was such a sad, tragic life in a way, and such a waste of a talent. And he was doing Jimi Hendrix licks without the benefit of any equipment. It was just what he did.
And what about John Butler?
That is just a happy song, and they sound like they are having an absolute ball. All right. You can't not love Zebra.
Right, let's put these two on.